సోషల్ మీడియా ఈజ్ అ గుడ్ మీడియం టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద రియల్ టైమ్ కస్టమర్ చాయిస్ కన్స్యూమర్ చాయిసెస్ ఇంటెన్షన్స్ అండ్ సెంటిమెంట్స్. ద మోస్ట్ ప్రివలెంట్ అప్లికేషన్ ఆఫ్ సోషల్ మీడియా అంటే ఇస్ టు గెట్ నో ద కస్టమర్ బేస్ ఆన్ ఎ మోర్ ఎమోషనల్ లెవెల్ టు హెల్ప్ బెటర్ టార్గెట్ కస్టమర్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ మార్కెటింగ్. సో ఫ్రమ్ ద ట్విట్టర్ యూ విల్ బి ఇన్ ఎ పొజిషన్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఎస్ ద కస్టమర్ ఫీల్స్ అబౌట్ ఈస్ పర్టికులర్ సర్వీస్ వెదర్ ద బ్రాంచెస్ ఆర్ యూఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కస్టమర్ సర్వీస్ సపోర్ట్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటివ్స్ యూ ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫార్ ద ఆర్గనైజేషన్ ఆర్ దే డూయింగ్ ద రైట్ జాబ్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ ద ఆర్గనైజేషన్ గోల్స్ టు ద రెస్పెక్టివ్ పీపుల్. So this is where the entire social media is coming into picture. There are instances where the entire politics also is getting changed because of the Twitter trends that are happening. So advantages of analyzing the social media data are to gain competitive edge over competitors by understanding how the customers make use of a product, particular service or products, why they are liking specific service and why they are liking the specific service is the reason why a customer has to be, social media has to be analyzed. What issues are faced by the customers while using these services or products and getting to know how customers view about a particular company or product. It may be a competitor's product or it may be our product. We have to understand why exactly they like or dislike a specific product so that it can be rectified or corrected. Or enhanced. Learn from the customers. Customers may have valuable suggestions on how to improve products or services and even effective solutions for some of the issues faced by their organization. Improve the company's products and services. This is a key goal of SMEA. There are countless tweets, blogs, comments and complaints regarding products and services. When you are going to do a social media marketing, our social media analysis, these particular things will help in big data to give a proper data outside for analysis. The more advanced type of social media data analysis is sentiment analytics, a practice that involves sophisticated natural language processing, machine learning algorithms, parsing the text in a person's social media post about a company to know what is implied in your person's statement. So it has to understand, contextually understand what exactly has been written, the entire thing is in natural language processing. Such algorithms are capable of creating quantified scores of your public's feelings towards a company based on social media interactions and provide information technical reports to the management on the company's interactions with the customers. When we see advantages, let us see what are the challenges of harvesting social media data to business advantages. To analyze, the quality of online data available is always the biggest concern and challenge. So they are getting all the data, but how much is the quality? How much is the language? How much is the grammatical errors they have done? All these things are a concern and challenge for the business analyst. This is because of the inherent nature of social media. They are littered with doubtful or fake and duplicate profiles. Its veracity is the biggest challenge. So this is the biggest problem. So there could be a fake person who is doing the entire input and he will be saying, giving some wrong values to the entire system. He may be saying that entire thing is your input product is invalid. Maybe the fake profile has been given by a competitor. So this is where the challenge comes into picture. You will not be in a position to depend or you will not be in a position to defend your product there also because of this particular challenge. Exaggerating the problem is another inherent attribute of social media. Unquestioned privacy, none of the social media platforms will provide verification on validity of the profiles. This is the biggest challenge. Social media platforms will not be in a position to expose the people who have done this entire thing. So you will not be in a position to validate whether the profile is right or wrong. Data fragmentation challenges involving proliferation of social networks, lack of consistency in metrics across networks, management of multiple social properties and difficulty in aggregating data so across properties. So this is where the challenge comes. Aggregation of data is the biggest challenge. And there are multiple social media networks are there and the same person can have multiple user IDs in the entire social media, which will be the biggest challenge for the people to proceed further. Complexity and lack of organization, limited control over content topic and delivery. They are susceptible to influence from external events, concurrently running campaigns and initiatives, due to the variety of interactions, negative results become prominent in social media, dislikes, unfollow, etc., and complicates the measurement. So dislikes and unfollows are coming, so follow and unfollow, it will be in a position difficult to identify why a person has doing unfollow or dislike. It will be a biggest challenge in your social media marketing or analysis. Lack of control, particularly in regards to organic content and the inability to do split testing. While these problems are native to the social media environment and cannot be resolved easily, insights can be extracted over time by averaging out uncontrolled four factors via the sheer volume of data. Because of the volume of data itself, it will not be in the position to identify a proper output from the entire solution. This is a challenge in your social media analysis when you are doing a social media data analysis. But there are ways in a position to do one. People are organized are trying to go beyond these particular issues and bring a proper response to this particular proper analysis on the data. One key issue is demonstrating impact of social media. This is most difficult to find a solution for, as there is simply no easy way to tie certain marketing activities to impact. So impact. This is inherent to the social media. You have an inherent inability to track the impact of engagement, its cross effects. Quantifying the value per engagement is often impossible. And finally, calculating and proving return on investment is accurately. So there is one more challenge which I want to add here is that sarcasm. System will not be in a position to identify, any system will not be in a position to identify a sarcastic comment. Okay, so it is like, it is very, if system, because the system identifies by using different keywords, okay. If the keyword has been written in a different manner, system will not be in position to identify that the person is doing a sarcasm rather than he is doing appreciating of the product. So there are instances that has happened where the social media has been responded by a company for a sarcastic comment saying that, thank you for the saying thanks, say thinking that the person has actually appreciated the product, whereas actually the person has not appreciated the product, whereas he has done a sarcastic comment. So this is one thing which artificial intelligence cannot come across, or there will be some time for the artificial intelligence to identify sarcasm, to learn sarcasm. Having dealt with data harvesting and business intelligence and the enlarged complexities that the social media data brings, it is imperative that we discuss at length the complexities of big data analytics. What are the complexities of a big data analytics? Let us see that particular thing. Big data refers to data sets that are exceptionally large and complex for traditional data processing application software to adequately deal with. So normal application software will not be in question this particular thing. This is what we had big data, which we had already discussed. Also, big data analytics is mostly a complex process of examining large and varied data sets or big data to uncover information including hidden patterns, like we are mentioning sarcastic comments here, unknown correlations, market trends and customer preferences that can help organizations make informed business decisions. So it is a challenge, it has to be identified. Big data analytics will be helping in doing all these particular things. So why it makes the business world to love big data? Even though you are having this many number of challenges, still business world loves big data. Why? In addition to growing volumes of structured transaction data, big data analytics has the capability to analyze other forms of unstructured data that are often left untouched by traditional business intelligence programs. This includes in large measure a mix of semi-structured and unstructured data such as internet clickstream data, web server logs, social media content, customer emails, survey responses, data captured using IoT, etc. So like we are mentioning sometime back, when you are doing an Instagram reel check and you are just refreshing the entire screen, Instagram reel, it will be refreshing with the data which you had spent more time on in the reel. This is how the entire big data works. This is the same similar thing about Facebook or similar thing about Instagram or Twitter. It works based on the interest of the specific person. This is happening because of the big data that is there in the backend. Unstructured and semi-structured data types do not typically fit into traditional data versing data structured, which are based on RDBMS models. It is not just only the RDBMS is being handled in case of big data. Okay, there are multiple tools that are available in the market today which are being used for doing the big data analytics, which will be seeing in the later stage on what exactly is, how exactly they are, say, big data is being identified, big data analytics are happening, which are the tools that are used in the for big data analytics, you will see in the in the same chapter. By this limitation on the fact of highly frequent or continuous or even real-time updating of the data as from online website sources or even mobiles, the typical data warehouses and data marts may not be able to handle the processing demands. Like we are saying, due to the high volume and huge data we are having, will not be normal data warehousing systems or data marts will not be in a position to handle this kind of processing demands. As such, analysts who handle these types of data, unstructured real-time data, have turned to NoSQL databases as well as Hadoop and its component tools. This is what I'm mentioning. So Hadoop is one of the database tools that are being used for big data. NoSQL is one more database that is being used for the purpose of big data. So these particular things, Hadoop and NoSQL, will be much, much faster than the normal RDBMS which they are using. Some of the sources, this and more particularly, these are open sources. Hadoop is available open source and this can be used by any of the organization. Hadoop is an open source framework that enables distributed storage and processing of large data sets across clusters of computers. So imagine having a Hadoop in with a large framework. It distributes the storage and processing of large data sets across a cluster of computers. So the speed and at which it is responding with the data after the analysis is happening is really awesome. Apache Spark is the fast and general purpose big data processing engine. It provides an in-memory computing capability, making it suitable for iterative and interactive data analysis tasks. So it is a big data engine itself is different here in Apache Spark. So what will happen is that the memory, it stores the entire thing in memory itself. So the capability and it is not spending time in taking the data from outside. Instead of that, it is having in memory and store computing there itself. Apache Flink is one more processing engine, which is used for stream processing framework for real-time data analytics. It supports event-driven processing and fault tolerance, allowing continuous computation on streaming data sources. So whenever that is a stream, data is getting streamed, the Apache Flink is getting used for doing this kind of processing. Some of the other open sources are Apache Kafka. Is distributed streaming platform that can handle high throughput, fault tolerant messaging and real time data streaming. So one more important thing in Kafka is that it is having a fault tolerant messaging. So in a position, it will be in a position to identify which are the places where there is some issue in the entire data, and accordingly it will do a data streaming. So accordingly it will do it in analytics. Tableau. Tableau is a data visualization tool that enables users to create interactive and visually appealing dashboards, reports, and charts. Splunk is a platform for analyzing and monitoring machine-generated big data, such as log files, network data, and sensor data. It provides real-time insights, data visualization, and search capabilities to help organizations gain operational intelligence and detect anomalies. Some of the other things are SAS, which is a short form of Statistical Analysis System. It is a comprehensive analytics platform that offers a wide range of tools and capabilities for data management, data mining, predictive analytics, and statistical modeling. It provides a programming language and visual interface for data analysis and reporting. This is an open source and can be used by any organization. RapidMiner. It's an integrated data science platform that allows users to perform end-to-end data preparation, modeling, evaluation, and deployment of predictive analytics models. It offers a visual workflow designer and supports various machine learning algorithms. So what is the approach that has to be taken by the analytics or by the person who is going to do the implementation of a big data in an organization? That's what we will be looking at now. Some of the models for big data handling employ Hadoop clusters and NoSQL systems as staging areas for the data, where they are bought into summarized form, conducive of relational structures before loading into the data warehousing or analytics database for further database for further analysis. So what happens exactly here is that the entire data is fed into Hadoop clusters or NoSQL systems, and the data is being the staging, as this will be used as a staging area, and the data will be summarized, and the output will be taken from these particular systems, and it will be stored, it will be restored or loaded back into the data warehousing or analytical database, so that you can do a further analysis of the data that has been extracted, given out from the Hadoop clusters. This is what the approach of big data is happening. So the benefit of Hadoop cluster is to have a data summarization will be faster, quicker in a Hadoop cluster. So it will be in a position to quickly go through the entire thing. When we talk about cluster, it is a combination of multiple systems will be there, which will be there. Another approach is the concept of using a Hadoop data lake as the primary repository for incoming streams of raw data. In this architecture, the data can be analyzed in a Hadoop cluster itself or run through a processing engine like Spark. So Hadoop will be there as a data lake. From there, the raw data will be clubbed together, summarized, and do analysis will be done from here. And or it can be the Hadoop cluster will run the analyze, or the Spark process engine will run the analyze. So instead of Spark, we can have multiple different options that are available here for processing the specific data. And from there, again, the processed data or the summarized data will be taken as an input for the other solution. Some of the tools required are data mining tools for swifting the data step sets in search for patterns and relationships, predictive analysis tools for building models to forecast customer behavior and other future developments. So these are the analysis tools that are required for doing a data analytics, that to big data analytics. Machine learning to tap algorithms and to analyze large data sets. This is an important update that is happening in the entire data warehouse system is machine learning. Machines are learning now, and artificial intelligence is improving on a daily basis. And algorithms are getting written in the machine learning so that system will be in a position to learn and quickly adapt to the data that is going to come into the system, analyze the system is happening automatically. So when we talk about machine learning, it identifies the rejections that has happened, whatever approvals that has happened for the data that is analyzed. This is again getting used for the new future analysis that is going to happen in the system. Deep learning, an advanced offshoot to machine learning, is being implemented nowadays. Text mining and statistical analysis of software are also required. MapReduce along with current languages such as R, Python, Scala, etc. can be used for queries. These are the things that are used for querying the database. Vendors such as Alteryx, IBM, Microsoft and Knime have brought out advanced tools for big data analysis that are easier to use. So let us, having gone through the big data, data warehousing and business intelligence, let us find out what are the different kinds of products that are there for organizations to use nowadays. We will cover a host of products and tools that are required across the data warehousing and business intelligence space. It has been categorized these into respective areas of use, so such as ETL, data mining, etc. It should be noted that most of the vendors in the data warehousing and business intelligence space have products that cover all the requirements. However, each vendor, with the exception of the large companies, have their relative strength areas. So it is not that master of one organization or one product is master of everything. Each and every person is having its own relative strength area. So these are the different tools which you can see. Number of data modeling tools to transform business requirements into logical data model and logical data model to physical data model. Company name is Computer Associates. Their product is Irvin. And Embarcadero Technologies is Embarcadero. Rational Rose is from IBM Corporation. Power Designer is from Sybase Corporation. Oracle Designer is from Oracle Corporation, and Xcase is from RE Solution Limited. These are the various data modeling tools available today. From physical data model, these tools can be instructed to generate SQL code for creating database. So from the physical data itself, it will be in a position to create a database and do the analysis. The table here lists the popular data modeling tools that are there. which we had seen earlier in the earlier screen. However, beside this, there are many niche tools, and also for the mid-sized companies, this can be used. One is Weka. Weka is an open source data mining tool that provides a comprehensive collection of algorithms for data processing, classification, regression, clustering, and association rule mining. These are the different tools that are Weka can be used for the open source data mining tool, and it is, since it is open source, it could be cost effective for the companies and can be used for mid-sized companies. RapidMiner is an integrated data science platform that includes data mining capabilities. It offers a visual workflow designer, extensive library of data mining algorithms, and support tasks. So that RapidMiner is one more important, easier tools that can be used for data mining capabilities. NIME is one more is short form of Constance Information Miner. It is an open source data analytics platform that supports data mining and machine learning. It offers a visual interface for building data workflows and integrates with various tools and algorithms. TensorFlow is an open source machine learning library developed by Google. Primarily known for deep learning, TensorFlow also offers a range of tools and algorithms for data mining tasks. So TensorFlow will be in a position to read whatever kind of data. It could be a document. It will be in a position to read and to fetch the data from this particular document. This will be helping doing a deep learning, and will be in a position to fetch the data and do a analysis of the data that it has collected from the document or from the data that is available in the system. Some more solutions are IBM SPSS Modeler is a data mining and predictive analytics tool. It provides a visual interface for building predictive models and supports various techniques such as decision trees, neural networks, association rules, and text analytics.